This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. The Milwaukee Bucks kept their NBA playoff series against the Brooklyn Nets alive Thursday night with a 15-point win, and the Milwaukee Health Department began or completed vaccinating about 25 more people against COVID-19. The two developments were related as the city department and the basketball franchise teamed up for a drawing to give two tickets to last night's game to one of the people who was immunized outside the Fiserv Forum. David Garcia says it's been on his mind to get a shot, and the opportunity was there on the plaza to go for it.
You know, I do want to visit my sister in Germany, so that's like, you know, a vaccine. You kind of need that right now, so.
Cameron Giles says the basketball tickets were a strong motivation, but so was a happy personal life.
My girlfriend and her mom, they forced me to get it, kind of. But it's a good thing, though, because I travel a lot.
Giles' girlfriend and UW-Milwaukee student Terica Henning says her parents have been after her to get vaccinated.
Because I had COVID before and I don't want to catch it again, and I like to travel and do things, so I just want to stay safe.
The three people we interviewed are under 30 years of age. The health department says most of the others who got a shot outside the Bucks game were also on the younger side. Health Commissioner Kirsten Johnson says that's the demographic she really wanted to reach.
They're lower numbers. We also know it's a pocket of the population that's at risk of being infected, but also at risk of spreading it.
Inside the basketball arena, most people in their seats and walking around are not wearing masks. Johnson says more have facial coverings than she expected, but
I would say that I have a level of discomfort when you see this many people in one space with unknown vaccination status.
And the 16,000 fans watching the game aren't shy about opening their mouths to boo referees and opposition players. But also to cheer the Bucks to a 104-89 victory that evened the series with the Nets at three games apiece. The deciding game is tomorrow night in Brooklyn. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.